Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 4th, 2022. I'm Rich Stropolino. Alphabet's Wing unit announced it will launch its first on-demand drone delivery service in the U.S. with the Dallas-Fort Worth area starting April 7th. Walgreens will be a primary launch customer, offering health and wellness products, with drones staged to launch from store parking lots. Products from Bluebell Creameries, EasyVet pet medications, and first aid kits from Texas Health will also be available. Drone cargo will be limited to 3.3 pounds, with a round-trip range of 6 miles. According to a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Elon Musk bought a 9.2% passive stake in Twitter on March 14th, worth about $2.9 billion. A passive stake means Musk is considered a long-term investor and does not have an active role running the company. Microsoft's chief product officer, Panos Panay, announced the Android Microsoft Platform and Experiences Unit. The company moved its teams behind its Surface Duo OS, SwiftKey, PhoneLink, Microsoft Launcher, and other Android initiatives under this new dedicated unit. Windows Central sources say Microsoft wants to position Android smartphones as extensions of Windows PCs and create interoperable experiences between the two. The U.S. State Department announced the Cyberspace and Digital Policy Bureau, which will address the national security challenges, economic opportunities, and implications for U.S. values associated with cyberspace, digital technologies, and digital policy. The Bureau will be headed by a Senate-confirmed ambassador and includes three units: International Cyberspace Security, International Information and Communications Policy, and Digital Freedom. At CES 2022, Samsung announced its TVs would support NFTs. Now we know more specifics. The company announced a partnership with the NFT auction site Nifty Gateway to let owners of 2022 premium Samsung TVs browse, display, and interact with NFTs. The integration will be part of Samsung's Smart Hub, supporting displaying NFTs while in ambient mode. Apple Fitness Plus launched a new postpartum workout program called Get Back to Fitness After Having a Baby. The program includes core and strength exercises that target the pelvic floor, as well as stretching and mindfulness cooldowns about patience and self-care. Apple Fitness Plus added workouts for pregnancy last April. Dell announced the Premier Rechargeable Active Pen, a new stylus that integrates Tile Bluetooth object tracking. Using the Tile app, users can trigger a buzz and LED light alert to help find a lost stylus. The stylus includes a 40-day battery life, is compatible with Dell's 2-in-1s, and costs $110. Epic Games released a limited beta for the iOS app Reality Scan, which allows phones to be used as 3D scanners. The app uses technology for the photogrammetry startup Capturing Reality that Epic acquired last year. 3D scans require at least 20 photos from different angles and can be exported to Sketchfab. A full release is expected later this year, with an Android app in the works. The car rental company Hertz announced it will buy 65,000 Polestar EVs over the next 5 years to be used in Europe, North America, and Australia. Europe will receive the cars first this spring, with North America and Australia getting them for rental as early as fall 2022. In October, Hertz announced it would order 100,000 Tesla vehicles as part of its plans to electrify over 20% of its U.S. rental fleet. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports Apple plans to offer a hardware subscription service to effectively let users lease devices and get annual upgrades. Gurman also reports Apple plans to offer its own financial back-end and payment processing technology with minimal reliance on partners. Gurman believes the first service to use this would likely be Apple's reported Buy Now, Pay Later offering. AMD intends to acquire the data center chip startup Pensando in a $1.9 billion deal. Pensando designs chips and software for data center security and networking. The deal is expected to close this quarter, pending regulatory approvals. Snapchat added the ability to directly share YouTube videos on Android and iOS. While users could copy and paste links to YouTube in story posts before, users can now share directly through Snapchat Camera, with links featuring a mini player and animation. VentureBeat's Jeff Grubb sources say that Sony could be working on PS3 game emulation on the PlayStation 5. While some classic PS3 games will be available on the PS5 through Sony's PS Plus premium subscription, at launch, these games will be streamed through the cloud. And finally, the 8-Bit Big Band won a Grammy for Best Arrangement Instrumental or A Cappella for its take on Meta Knight's Revenge, originally from the game Kirby Superstar. The first video game theme to win a Grammy came back in 2011, with Christopher Tin winning the Grammy for Best Instrumental Arrangement Accompanying Vocalist for the song Baba Yetu from Civilization IV. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.